Hey, Eric Louvier here. So one of the big things I'd like to talk about or look at is the difference between being an entrepreneur and being an employee. And I think those are two completely different worlds. And for the longest time, I've been helping people to make money online, to quit day jobs and to be able to live this internet lifestyle and not have to have a day job. And through all these years of doing that, I mean, I think I've discovered that people don't understand the two different worlds that we have here. It's like the employee world, where you have a day job, is like living on planet Mars, and the employer world or the entrepreneur world is like living on planet Jupiter. Completely different atmospheres, completely different everything. It's a different mindset, it's a different everything. And most people don't get this. And so when it comes to, becoming an entrepreneur, where you own your own business and you're gonna kind of write your own ticket and not have a boss, you got to transform into an entrepreneur and transform away from being an employee and having an employee mindset. So I think that a lot of people think it's just a like a flip of a switch where like, hey, I'm an employee, Eric, and I've been working as an employee, as a doctor for 35 years, and now I'm ready to own my own business online instead of working for the man in the hospital. So, boom, let me flip a switch and all of a sudden I'm an entrepreneur. And there's more of a transformation that happens than that. And people don't realize that. And so I see it very clearly. Like if I get clients, I'm trying to help them make money online, and they're coming from the employee world, and they show up on my desk and they want to start all of a sudden being an entrepreneur, I realize that there's some stark things that they don't get, right? So they may see that, as it with having a day job, all you really need to do is just show up and you're gonna make money. Like you're gonna get your paycheck direct deposited into your bank account every 2 weeks by just showing up. So I remember when I had a day job, maybe I was sick that day and I didn't want to take a sick day. So I just kind of showed up and just kind of, struggled through the day and went home. I didn't really do much that day except, try to make it through the day. And I wasn't very productive and I still got paid. Where, or maybe I remember watching March Madness, college basketball, and doing that all day long instead of, my job. And yet I still got that direct deposit, right into my bank account, no matter how I show up, as long as I just don't get fired. And I think a lot of people do that in business or in jobs where they just kind of show up and do the bare minimum, and as long as they don't get fired. And if they feel the heat from the boss or whatever, then they start working harder. Well, in business, it's completely different. If you're an entrepreneur, like if you don't sell, you don't eat. And that's how you put food on the table. So there's not like a job where you're, getting the drip of a check. Or like another thing I've realized of hiring people is I might have like, let's say I have a salesperson who works for me, and I'm like, hey, can you go over there and help Ricky with being a man, manage Ricky for a second and help him? He's struggling with closing. That salesperson may say, well, that's not in my job description. I'm gonna get paid to do that. Well, in business, like you don't have that choice. You're a janitor, you're a salesperson, you're a clerk, you're a bookkeeper. I mean, you have all these different hats that you wear as an entrepreneur. And so this mindset is just completely different than you see with the employee mindset. The employee mindset also is a very like entitled mindset. So you have people who are employees and they're used to kind of being taken care of. They get health insurance and they get life insurance and they get direct deposited bank. They get free vacations and sick leave and flex leave and sick time and family time and all this stuff. And whereas an entrepreneur, you're kind of taking care of yourself. It's like you're working on full commission. It's like you're your own boss, and you can't have an entitled attitude. And if you need to take care of business and make money, then you can't like, expect someone to just give it to you. You can't expect someone to just take care of you. Like Superman's not going to fly out of the sky and save the day for you. You've got to save the day for yourself. You're your own Superman or Superwoman. You got to do that yourself, right? So I think, like we see that a lot. Entitlement is a deal killer for people. Like if you want to be successful as an entrepreneur and you have an entitlement mindset, that's a deal killer. You're going to kill the whole deal. You're not going to make any money as an entrepreneur if you have an entitlement attitude. That's one thing I see a lot from the day job world is people come showing up with an entitled mindset. And it's like, no one's here to like, you're not an employee, right? So all of that is it creates this mindset that people don't have the proper mindset to be successful as an entrepreneur. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with having a day job. I mean, I'm not like bashing that. I mean, not really, maybe a little, but you know, there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to have a day job and you want to work, I mean, there's plenty of people that live here in my neighborhood and all that that have day jobs that do very, very well. So I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the people who show up and they really, really want to be an entrepreneur and they really want to play this game and they can't understand why it's not working out for them. And I'm like, well, it's not a job. You're showing up here and you're treating it like a job. You're treating it like that, and you're treating it like a light switch, and that's not going to work. Like, let's say you get a new job and you show up for the first day at your new job. They're going to be like, well, hey, you know, Ricky Bobby's going to show you around, show you where the coffee's at, you know, show you where your cubicle is, kind of show you where everything goes, how we do things around here, how to do your job. Okay. And this is going to take, I don't know, 6 months to teach you how to do your job and show you where everything goes during your probation period. So have a good time. Make sure you're here at 8:00. We leave at 5:00 and you get 30-minute lunch break and good luck. And that's your job, right? And it's like Ricky Bobby's going to help you become good at your job, and that's his job. Like, you don't get that in business. There's nobody that's going to be like showing you where everything goes. And there's no like, you're not going to get written up, right? You're not going to get reprimanded. You're not going to have your annual review. You know, none of that's going to happen. You're not going to have trainers and stuff like that that are there. They're not going to send you off to some training school so you can get better at communication or something. Like, with your own business, you got to figure out what you need to do, right? You got to be the person that's like, wow, we're not doing really good at our bookkeeping. We need to do that. We're not doing really good at follow-up and sales. We need to take care of that. You're the one that's in charge of the business. It's a completely different mindset, okay? So you can't just show up and get paid. You actually have to sell to get paid in business. And that's why sales are so important. So sell or you don't eat. All right, so the thing that why would anyone want to be an entrepreneur? You know, why would they want to be an entrepreneur when they could just have a day job and not have to deal with all the stress and frustration of making something work well and making sure that it continues to work well for years to come? Well, for one, like with a day job, you're kind of capped at how much money you can make. You know, maybe your cap is like 120 grand a year. Most people in your industry make 120, or your job make 120 grand a year and not much more than that, you're kind of capped, right? Now, if you get promoted, maybe you get to $150,000 a year, you know, or $175,000 a year. Or if you really have a good job, like you're a doctor, attorney, or something like that, and you're making $250,000 a year, then you're kind of there. But if you own your own business, you're not capped at anything. You can make $1 billion, okay? $20 billion if you're an entrepreneur and a business owner. So you're not capped at anything. You're capped at squat. You're the one that's hiring people to work for you instead of going and finding a job and dusting off your resume. So there's a lot of differences there. Now, you may have a high paying job that requires you to fly all around the world and you know, work 100 hours a week and you know, spend a lot of time away from friends and family and missing a lot of kids' stuff and all that, your kids, you know, football game or whatever. That is the price you're paying to have the day job and the drip drip of the paycheck and the 401k and profit sharing and everything else like that. But if you're a business owner, you can actually structure your business to the point where you have a lot of freedom, you know, where you're only working like 6 hours a week or 12 hours a week, not 100 hours a week. And if you don't want to fly around the world, you don't have to fly around the world. You can work from home in your pajamas, okay? So, like, all of that is depends on how you structure your business and what kind of business that you have altogether. But ultimately, you can set up systems in your business that allows you to have a whole lot of freedom and make a whole lot of money. Like, I remember the first time I sold a membership site, and we had thousands of people in this membership site paying $67 a month, and we were making millions from this. And I'm like at the movies with my wife, watching a movie during the middle of the day, eating popcorn, watching a movie while money's coming in. Even though I wasn't working at all, money was coming in. And that was unbelievable to me, right? Like, I could actually hire salespeople that close deals and bring in money for the business and for myself, and I'm not the one closing the deals. I can actually hire someone to coach people. I'm not the one coaching them. I can hire people to do the technical. I'm not the one doing the technical. I can hire people to do the copywriting. I'm not the one writing the copy. I can hire people to do these videos, and I'm not the one getting on, you know, camera looking good doing videos. You see what I'm saying? So, like, businesses, with a business, it allows you to outsource, structure, create systems where you work less, but make way more, right? Scale in your business. So all in all, I want you to understand on this video that there's a big difference between being an entrepreneur and being an employee. And if you want to make a lot of money as an entrepreneur, you're going to have to think, act, and be like an entrepreneur and forget the employee world, okay? One of the best things I've ever seen, I'm not telling you to do this, okay? So disclaimer, don't do this at home, is someone who would quit their job and they're starting to make money online or in their own business as an entrepreneur, and they quit their job and now they have to make money online. Now, all of a sudden, they're a completely different mindset. It's like everything means more. Everything has more urgency to it. Everything has more focus, because now as a means of survival and putting food on the table, because little Johnny needs some new shoes for first grade class, you got to put food on the table. You got to make money. And that changes everything. Whereas if you have a really good, let's say, six-figure paying day job, it's not such an urgent thing for you to make this side business work. You see what I mean? Like, they say it's harder. They say it's easier to take someone who's homeless and at rock bottom, okay, not making any money, to six-figure income than it is to take someone from a six-figure day job income into an entrepreneur six-figure income. See what I mean? The reason why is because the person who has a six-figure day job income is kind of comfortable, right? They're kind of complacent. They're taken care of. You know, they're not worried about, they don't want to lose the nice house and the cars and the golf membership and, you know, vacation. They don't want to lose that lifestyle, so they stay with their job. So for them, getting them to like go learn copywriting or to do sales calls or to set up a website or record content is like pulling teeth, because they don't need to do it to pay bills. It's kind of like taking someone in our society and just giving them money, right? Like, you know, just giving them money from the government. Like the government just saying, hey, you know what? You don't need to work anymore. We're just going to give you $5,000 a month and you can pay all your bills and, you know, live your life and you don't got to work. You just be at home watching Netflix. Those people are not going to be very urgent to make 10 grand per month. Like maybe they'll dabble with some stuff and dream about making $20,000, $30,000 per month, but they're not going to really work hard or focus on it or take massive action, because they're already making $5,000 per month. They're comfortable. The bills are being paid and they can watch Netflix all day. You see what I'm saying? But as soon as it's like, it's a must, right? So let's say the government says, oh, hey, you know what? No more $5,000 a month. Boop, we're taking that away. You're of able mind and body. You can work. Get your butt out there and work. Go get a job, you know, do something to make money and be productive in this society. Then the $5,000 is taken away. All of a sudden, uh-oh, I need to go generate some kind of money because little Ricky needs to eat and I need to be able to put food on the table and take care of my family. At that point, they go get a job and they start making good money, being productive. It's the same thing as an entrepreneur. You can't depend on a drip of a day job. You've got to produce. You've got to create systems, or you're going to go out of business, okay? And you're going to end up going back and getting the day job anyway. So sky's the limit on how much you can make with your own business. Sky's the limit on how much freedom you can have with your own business. So these are some of the reasons why, you know, controlling your own destiny, doing what you love to do, not having a boss breathing down the back of your neck, you know, not getting written up, you know, all that stuff. That's the difference between the two, okay? So transform into an entrepreneur and watch everything change. Don't be entitled, okay? Don't be complacent. Don't depend on the drip of a paycheck. Take massive action. Make things happen as an entrepreneur. Follow the steps. It's not that hard, and it can make a world of difference between how much freedom you have and how much money you make. Okay, this is Eric Louvier. We'll see you next time. Be gone. Hey, this is Eric Louvier. Listen, I want to invite you to join us in my private community. This is a free private community where I share how to make money online, how to get traffic and leads, how to write copy, how to convert these traffic and leads into high-paying customers, how to make money with high-ticket offers, how to make money as a coach or influencer, and on and on. This is where I teach all my stuff. and it's completely free. Just go to disclosuregroup.com. Again, that's disclosuregroup.com and join for free. Join us, participate, ask questions. I interact with people there. It's phenomenal. Go to disclosuregroup.com and I'll see you inside the group.